Testing. 1, 2. Check. Is this thing on? Of course it is, because it is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. It's a little bit breezy out here today on this kind of hot Sunday. It's almost 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And last night, it rained. But I'm not sure how much it rained. It's dry right now. The streets are dry. There was some standing water in some parking lots, but that was about it. I don't see any moisture building up on my shoes as I walk through this grass, walking up Marmot Alley here. I have come to the OPPD Arboretum to check for mushrooms, just in case. I kind of don't really expect to find any, but you gotta go look. You gotta go out and be looking for them. So I thought, well, maybe we'll just go out and check. Besides, I drove by Herrenhaven today, and all the Boy Scouts were there, so I just drove on past. So, let us head into the forest here. Cross over another bridge, and we'll look at the creek. Oh, there's some standing water in the creek. That's a good sign. That means it rained, and it flowed down here. But it is all flowed out. And there's lots of flotsam in the little creek. So that's fun. Alright, so where do we look first? I guess we go down here. Oh, my knee is better today, but still a little rough. And the funny thing is, my other knee has gotten sore because I've been favoring one knee so much that the other knee does all the work, and it's just stupid. My ribs kind of hurt today. I think I slept funny. So I'm out just getting some exercise and stretching myself out a little bit. I was hoping to avoid these little kids, but these kids are following me. And they're screaming. So, are we going to find any marmots today? I don't know. We know better than to come here on a Sunday. The OPPD Arboretum somehow is a magnet for young couples and their babies. So let's take our babies to the power station and take some photographs of them. Now, I haven't actually seen any photographers, but there were, you know, a good 15 cars in the little parking lot. Some of them were open. Some of the cars had their hatchbacks open, and this is very typical of photographer behavior, unloading all their props and equipment. So, in an effort to avoid the family, we're gonna go up the deer path here. Yeah, the dirt is just bone dry. Well, I wouldn't say bone dry, but the dirt is very dry. Don't know if we've got the moisture we need, but soon, you know, it's coming. Here in the next week or so, we'll get us a really nice rain, and we'll have mushrooms a-poppin'. This area is starting to green up too. We've got lots of good ground cover. Leaves are just starting to form on the trees. Wonder if there'll be any other dudes hiding back here today. We got surprised by a turkey yesterday. Not here, but in this general vicinity. Where's my dudes? This is where the deer like to hide. It's right up here. Can I see any deer back there? I do not. The other good news is, geez, these logs are starting to crumble. Maybe we'll be able to get up there and use that part of the path again soon. Who knows? But there's no deer hanging out back there today. So, let's walk down here very slowly, heading back towards the path. And the family and their screaming children have caught up to me, so we're going to let them go ahead and keep going, please, keep going. Let them cross the next bridge. And while they're going that way, I think we'll go up the creek and check some other areas, because now they are just hanging out at the bridge. How many damn kids do they have? There's one, two, three, plus the baby. Yowza. And the oldest kid's about 5. Oh, I bet that's a fun house to be in at 6 p.m. Alright, so I'm walking up another path. Ow, just stepped on a stick. I'm walking up another path towards the creek here. Checking the usual mushroom areas. The path is dry, but there's no loose dust. So yeah, you can tell it has rained in the last, 8 hours or more, but probably not less. And what was that interesting sound I just heard? Is there somebody back in there? Is there a dude in there? Can't tell. Loud traffic continues to zip by on the interstate. Speaking of loud traffic, my car has gotten loud and the check engine light has come on again. So I gotta take my car back in. That's not gonna be fun. Alright, I'm looking around. I'm checking the areas. And now I'm standing at the edge of the creek, looking across the creek into the secret mushroom area. And there's not much going on back here. And I was wondering why I have all these little scratches on my ankle. It's not from my cat, it's from walking down this path and getting my ankles scraped by these very thorny bushes, whatever they are. Thorns, 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 thorns. Alright. Now I'm going off path. And I'm just going to walk through the forest here. I'm looking at the ground cover. It's starting to get to be about the right size. Now, whereas the rain that we got, probably not enough to make mushrooms pop, that was a good rain for some growth of, you know, other plants like the ground cover. And we got good sun today. All the green grasses, all the green stuff is going to grow. The green stuff will grow. And as soon as we get some more rain, our morel mushrooms are going to pop. Very excited about this, because we are close. We are days away. As I walk through here, I notice that, yeah, the ground is all soft. That's good. That's good. I can feel the moisture in the earth, in the forest floor. That is a good, good sign. So now I'm going to walk back down the path by this mati hole. There's no matis in there. We will cross the bridge. We're going to head over to the amphitheater. No, we're not. There's people there. So there might be some matis back there. Last time I saw a mat, he was hanging out back there. And instead, we're going to go up the main path here. And I'm going to scan this area for mushrooms. And there's another marmot den up here. Looking for matis, matis and mushrooms, whatever we can find. It'll be fun for us, yeah. Okay, so let's see. What's over there in the marmot den? Doesn't look like anybody's hanging around. Nobody's hanging around on the logs. Jeez, seems like it's been kind of a sparse marmot year, hasn't it? Usually we've seen way more than what we've seen. We gotta go to Toll Park again to check those mats that we found. See if they got any babies yet. Alright. So here we are at the tree that produces witch's butter. It's got nothing on it, and since nobody's looking, we'll do the secret move that allows us to get back here into the secret mushroom area. All right, as I look around, oh, there goes a bun running up the little deer trail. I was wondering if we were going to see any buns today. As I look around at this area, the ground cover is now at the right height. This is correct. So, conditions are really, really, really shaping up. Now we just need the magic water. Yeah, I am looking around here. And everything just is screaming, it's time to go, go, go. Let's go, rock and roll radio mushrooms. So, I am looking. I'm not expecting to find much of anything, but I am looking. Yeah, there's not much going on. It's a little dry. I think we've achieved the ground temperatures that we need. I'm a little worried about the air temperatures because it seems like it's a little warm. It got warm fast, which might mess up our window for morel mushrooms. It'll all depend on when and how much it rains next. We need it soon, in the next couple of days. Or else it's going to get too hot. So I'm walking up the deer path, further into the forest. Who's all hanging out back here in the forest today? Well, let's just take a look around, shall we? I don't know where that bunny rabbit went. Ow, my knee! Oh, we've got a problem. Okay, I think... Oh. Man, I did something weird to my knee. And I didn't twist it. That was just a weird, weird deal. Okay. Yeah, so I'm walking up the trail. I did see a squirrel. I did see a bunny. What else do we got out here today? Anything? We're really up in the deer zone now. Where's our deer? It occurs to me that we have not yet seen a deer during the Dubious Goals Committee this year so far. But you know, this is that time of year when it happens. So I'm standing here looking into the forest, looking for my buddies, looking for any deer dudes who wants to hang out. And I'm not seeing much of anything. So this is a weird part where we gotta sort of come off the path here. And there's another little path made by animals that goes through the sumac here. Walking through the sumac. I am now back in the direct sunlight. And it's not good. I think my knee has returned to normal. And as I look out over that field looking for dudes, I don't see any deers. All right. Now it's just a matter of walking to our left about 10 meters. And we're back on the main path. The main path, covered in bark mulch. Oh, and I gotta walk downhill, which is sort of being weird to my knee. It's just a little ache, a funny little ache in my knee. It doesn't really hurt, it's just weird. Okay, some of these trees have flowers in them. We got some of these pink flowery trees that are flowering, and they're very pink and very flowerful. That's the nice thing about arboretums. You're gonna have lots of interesting trees to look at. Alright, well, here's where the path splits. I can go that way and stay in the sun, or I can go that way back towards our witch's butter tree and get back in the shade. So we're going this way, back into the forest. The heat is starting to get to me a little bit. Yeah. This is kind of a danger day. I need to be paying a little bit more attention. And the truth is, I've probably already been out as long as I should be out. Hey, what's that over there? Is that something? Is that something in the... No. That looked like a little dude. I'm back walking by that marmot den. It's about, 25 yards into the forest there, but you can see it. And there was something near the den. Oh, I can see it better from this side. It's like a log, piece of log. And it looked like a lump. It looked like a lump of dude, just because the lighting angle and the shadows. The shadows. Cliff Richard's band. I bet you didn't know I knew that. Cliff Richard is a little ahead of my time. But still. Okay. So, we're avoiding the amphitheater again. We're crossing back over this bridge. Looking down into the creek for motties. I don't see any motts. And now that we've crossed the bridge, we could go walking back up into that deer path, or we could take the main path. We're going to take the main path so I can look across the creek and look for motts back there. And there's no shade back here. What was I thinking? There's no leaves on the trees yet. I'm still in direct sunlight. And I can tell it's starting to get to me. Yowza. I'm just going to try to not make... I'm getting to the point where I can't think straight. I was going to make... This is a bad day to make myself sick. Whoo, daddy. I'm looking back in that moddy area and I can't see anything. There's too much ground cover, I'm too far away. There could be a motte back in there and I wouldn't be able to see him. Oh, here's two squirrels jumping out in front of me, running around on the path, they're chasing each other. One guy goes up the tree. See you later, little dude. Where'd the other guy go? I do not know. I think I just felt water on my arm. It's not rain, the sky is clear. Yowza. And we got some time to kill left still, so what we're gonna do here is we're gonna walk down here to the ford. We are going to ford the creek here, which is dry, so we don't really need to ford it. Just step right across it. And now I'm gonna walk back into this back area where these marmots like to hang out. This is the leaf dump. The caretakers dump leaves and brush back here. And I'm gonna sneak up on some motties. Motties like to hang around back here. There's a couple of marmot dens. And let's see. Up here is where we usually start to run into our motte buddies. There's an old den to my right. The active den is to my left. Where's our motte? Where's our motte buddy? I don't see him. I can see his den. I don't see him anywhere. No, yeah, I don't see him anywhere. Oh. Looking for the mott. Not getting the mott spot today. Whew. It's getting hot. I gotta think about bailing out. Oh man. It's hotter than 80 degrees, I can tell you that right now. So need to get out of this leaf dump. Oh man, oh man. And we still got about 5 minutes of show left to do. I guess all we can do is go back into the forest. Doot do doot do do. Gonna cross at the ford again here. I'm not gonna jump leading my right foot. That's my bad knee. There, I jumped over the creek this time, leading with my left foot. That was a little bit smarter. Now, since we didn't go down this particular path when we came in, we'll go up it now. And in this bit of the forest, to my right, they've cut down a lot of dead trees. They did that last year. These could be mushroom logs now. I'm so happy. Yay, logs. Oh, I'm back in the sun. It's not too much fun. I'm looking down there for... Wait. Something moved and caught my eye down there. What was that? Oh, it's just a squirrel. Damn it. Because that's the bit of the forest between the creek and Marmot Row. The Marmot Corridor. So marmots will drink out of the creek down here. And I thought that's what I might have been seeing, but no. It was just a squirrely. Oh my God. Yeah, it's getting to be a little bit too much for me, heat-wise. We gotta get out of here. So... We need to walk down this path and back to my car. My car is 100 meters away. Actually, it's a little bit more than that. It's about 115 yards. And as we walk down the path, I'm going to look off to my left. Because there's some marmot dens there, but there's no marmots here. There's some marmot dens over there. We should go check them out, to be honest, up against the ones up against the hill, but... Oh, I can't do that today. I'm starting to lose it. I don't see any motts, though, on the hill. We got a lot of people with their dogs here today. Why can't they just take their damn dog to the dog park? Oh, I see. This is a photographer. Somebody's getting their picture taken with their dog at the power station today. High class. The Real Housewives of Douglas County. That's an ugly dog, too. But that's just my opinion. Alright, now we just gotta cross this expanse of grass. And we'll be back at the parking lot. I hope I don't pass out before I get home. That would be bad. I can't find my keys. So here we go. Oy. Oh, I'm just 8 meters from my car. Hooray. Hooray for air conditioning. Hey, they're building some new stuff at the power station. Isn't that interesting? Yes, it is. Oh my God. Are these senior portraits? It could be. Yeah. These are the... Yeah, here, this is typical of the people who are getting their senior portraits taken at the power station. Mom has a neck tattoo. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm about to pass out from heat stroke. So I gotta go home, get something cold to drink. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。Welcome to my Anon Radio Show. Ready? Here we go.